toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Talk about everything from bullying to being a redhead tonight.
You lumped those two together. According to someone in the chat room, I'm a B-I-T-C-H, so maybe they think I'm a bully.
Well, aren't you a B-I-T-C-H? Didn't you come up with a group name?
Plural. Bitches, right. Beautiful, intelligent, thoughtful, charitable, hotties, eradicating statism.
Run through that one more time. Beautiful, intelligent,
thoughtful, charitable, hotties, eradicating statism. Yeah.
So, yeah, own it. 855-453. We continue. Nick is on the line here, and we've been talking about bullying quite a bit throughout the show tonight. And, Nick, you were in the midst of telling us a story in which you were in a locker room situation, an unusual one in that there was no one else there except you and this other guy. This other guy hops up. There was some sort of a disagreement between the two of you. He hops up on a bench in the locker room and attempts to glower at you or something, and that's when you...
Was he dressed or not dressed?
He was dressed.
All right.
That's good news.
Yeah, and because if he wasn't dressed, I would think that he was wanting something else.
So he's in trying to intimidate you. You said something back to him, and go ahead with your story.
Well, for the record, the confrontation was my idea. I waited until there was nobody else. I don't know why, but I
You antagonized him into confronting you?
This is so long ago, I really don't remember all the details, but I remember thinking it was a good idea.
All right.
But anyway, so he hopped up on the bench there, and I said something to the effect of, what, you think you're better now just because you're up higher? And then he kicked me, and that was the extent of the fight. I wound up with a bruise on my arm in the shape of the toe of his shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And, but the... So what happened next was I stumbled out. He left, and I was there clutching my arm in pain, and then I stumbled out of the locker room, and I figured I'd just go on about my day. And I continued on to exit the gym, and the gym teacher saw me, and he came over. He said, what happened? And I said, nothing, I'm fine, in an annoyed voice. And I'll never forget this. He said, no, you're not. And he made a point of getting involved. So as a result of that, I went through the process that they had. I never saw the kid during it. I never had any social fallout. It was a clear case of aggression on his part. And I came out of it with just a bruise and a story to tell. And that was the extent of my so-called bullying experience.
When was this? Wait. When was this in time? What year?
Well, I was in middle school, so it would have been, 1999, 2000.
Okay, so they hadn't changed the policy yet then to make it so everybody who gets into a fight it gets in trouble? That wasn't the policy at your school?
Well, I wasn't, I don't know about that. I've never had any more experience with the idea.
He didn't study the policy. He was in middle school. He didn't study the policy. He was in middle school.
So you didn't get in trouble. Like, they determined that there was some sort of a physical altercation that happened, and you felt no consequence from it besides the boot to the arm.
Right. I didn't get in any trouble about it. Everybody was sympathetic to my story. And I don't know what happened to the other kid, but he was removed from the class, and I never saw him again.
Never saw him again. Wow.
How big was the school?
I don't know.
You don't.
I don't know how school sizes compare. I've only ever been to the ones I've been to.
I guess the answer would be the answer to the question would be could you estimate how many students were in your class, the whole class, the whole grade level?
No, I'm not good at that, I'm afraid.
I get what you're saying. Like, were there different students in every single class? Was it a fairly large variety? Like, for instance, when I went to a gifted school, there were probably no more than 100 or 120 kids in the class there. But when I went to the regular school in, you know, the same area,
2,500.
It was probably over 1,000 in just the one class, and not more than that. Yeah. So.
Yeah, probably over 1,000. It's probably a good size school.
Okay. Yeah, so it's possible he was still at the school, but you just never saw him again because they took him out of your classes.
Jeez,
or something like
I was
that.
At his high school at 1500. I can't imagine that I wouldn't have seen somebody again, but it's possible, I suppose.
Nick, thanks for sharing your story tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
Let's executed the kid.
855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. You can bring up anything that you want. Now, speaking of bullies, there's a story here about the FCC chairman, Julius Genachowski, I believe is his name. CNSnews.com. Now, this is a very biased news source. Their tagline is, the right news right now. So it should be pretty obvious to you what their perspective is. The FCC's chairman, Julius Genachowski, defended his agency's role in regulating broadband internet, saying the FCC needed to act like a, quote, cop on the beat, unquote. He also said that we need to protect and promote competition, because... You know, the FCC is really good at doing that when it comes to other business like the radio industry, right, where they're really just great at promoting competition out there by, restricting the licenses to select people in any given marketplace so there's only a handful of players. Is that how, when he thinks about promoting competition, is that what comes to mind?
I don't know. I mean, but that's what the result of FCC policies have been up to this point. I mean, there are certainly places in the United States, large metros, where the dial is full. That's not to say, by the way, that the radio spectrum that we see is the radio spectrum that there should be. But most of the United States, geographically, and where even population-wise, most of the United States, the dial is not full at all. I mean, I've actually driven in the western United States, pushed the seek button, and found nothing on both the AM and the FM dial.
Mm-hmm.
Just nothing. So it's absolutely possible for, here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's dial positions open. You can just pop on, turn on your own radio station.
Someone did that here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Start providing content to the masses.
Some hero actually did that. I think anyone that will do that is a hero. Because that, to me, that's... To me, starting a radio station without permission is really great activism because it's, first of all, it's easy to do. It's not technically complex.
The idea that anyone owns the airwaves is pretty ludicrous.
Isn't it insulting?
It's really
well,
funny.
The more insulting version of that is that we all own the airwaves. That's the claim, is that we all own it. So we need the FCC
to regulate.
Protect it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Of course, what ends up really happening is they protect the established businesses that have the licenses, and then they lock down. And even if you want a license from the FCC, if you want to go through the process of getting a license, in half the occasions that you'll look into it, they don't even have a window open. There's not even an application. You can't even put an application in. And then the times in which they will allow applications, then you have to spend, thousands of dollars on engineering studies and getting an attorney to come in and file it properly so you've got all your T's crossed and I's dotted. And so this is what the FCC chairman considers to be, being a cop on the beat, as he says. He says, what we know from decades of experience that when it comes to competition in the communications sector, the FCC needs to be a cop on the beat. He said that part of this approach meant putting rules in place that prevent anti-competitive practices. So just so you know, there's certain rules that the FCC has about how many stations can be owned by a particular company. And back in the 1990s, they lessened these restrictions. It was it was called deregulation. And of course, usually when the government deregulates something, it's not always as good as it might seem on its surface.
Well, the rules were put into play by the power players themselves, and
yeah.
It had advantages and disadvantages in the marketplace. But it doesn't. It's not competition in the sense of a free market.
A perfect example is when the government deregulated the utilities so that PG&E could go ahead and release hexachromium 6 into the water supply.
Oh, that sounds nice.
thank you to the lobbyists. Right. And so it's always collusion between lobbyists and government officials.
Well, in this case, what it allowed to happen was the big corporations started buying up more radio stations because they were legally able to. But it wasn't as though any new players could get into the market. So, yeah, it was deregulating in that there was one less regulation for the existing businesses to follow, but it wasn't deregulation to help anybody but those big businesses because nobody could just jump into the market and start their own radio station legally to compete with them. We're coming up here, 855-453. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life, a daily minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Many people don't have the courage to say no. They don't want to hurt people or make them angry. So they either say yes, not intending to follow through, or they make excuses that are not based on truth. Quite often when people ask us to do things, they are not thinking of the impact that their request has on us. They simply want us to do something for them, and that is as far as their thinking goes. Well, it's good to do things for people and to seek to make them happy, but if we feel we never have permission to say no, it can be very disastrous. I'm giving you permission from God to say no when you need to. God wants us to be true. He wants us to be true to our heart. So I'm confirming to you that it is okay to say no when you need to. For Change Your Words, Change Your Life, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled M-E-Y-E-R.org. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy, and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rocks, encouraging supporters of a free society to host Happy Hour. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up what you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI my toll-free line. We've been talking about bullying, but also the FCC, which is a different form of bullying, is the topic at hand. But you can bring up what you want. 855-450-3733. And join us over at freetalklive.com, where we've got news updates. You can get signed up. We'll email to you. And I've been doing a... You know, Mark, I totally spaced on sending a hoot in the last hour, and I don't know if you've done any, but...
Yeah, it's been some.
Yeah, so we've been doing better at doing more Twitter and Facebook, and you can go and sign up for all of those things over at news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever your preference. More than one if you like. All free. news.freetalklive.com. Now, the Free State Project is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. That's my opinion, at least, and I think that there's evidence to back it up in that we already have 1,000 people, more than 1,000 people, here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. People are getting active. They're working inside the system, outside the system, civil disobedience, politics, street theater, creating media, lots of different activism opportunities here. And it's exciting. It's great to be around other people as well. The social aspect of it is wonderful. I was somebody that really stayed home a lot previously before moving here, and now I've got plenty of people with whom I can interact that also share similar values as.
They'll go to jail with you. They'll go to court with you.
Oh boy,
some of them will, not all of them. But everybody's got their thing that they're into as far as activism is concerned, and you can get involved as well. Go to freestateproject.org. You can get signed up there. Again, freestateproject.org. There are already over 12,800 people that have signed for the Free State Project. We want to reach 20,000, and then those 20,000 people are going to move here. They're already coming. That's why the three of us are here tonight together, because we all moved here as part of the Free State Project.
Right, and we agreed to move here when there were 20,000 movers, but over 1,000 people have...
I couldn't wait.
Right, have come already, because just the idea of moving to a place where there are liberty-minded people that are coming into one place... is a really inviting idea, and that's why I came early.
FreeStateProject.org. We're going to continue here with the news about the FCC. FCC head Julius Genachowski says the FCC should be a cop on the beat when it comes to competition in the communications sector. He wants to promote, he says, and protect competition, whatever that means. He said that part of his approach meant putting rules in place that prevent anti-competitive practices. He says that protecting competition sometimes means putting rules in place. Rules we adopted last year by majority vote to ensure broadband data roaming is one example, he said.
Broadband data roaming.
Yeah, for your cell phone, for instance.
So, the suggestion that five people who are appointed to the Federal Communications Commission's board somehow represents the American people, to me, seems really ludicrous. I mean,
well, you have a right to have broadband roaming wherever you are. Whatever
the solution is that they came up with doesn't mean that they represent anything. I mean, he said by majority vote. Who cares? These are political appointments all up and down the line.
Ian was being facetious, Mark.
I know. Yeah. I'm talking about the Genachowski guy making the... was in the article, right?
Yes, and I don't know what exactly he means by that. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that... when he says that to ensure broadband data roaming, that sounds to me like he's talking about mandating something about other companies having to handle broadband data calls out in the woods or something like that.
Sounds that way.
So Verizon pays a bunch of money to build out their network better than AT&T, for instance, then, well, too bad for Verizon because they're going to have to provide everybody with broadband. That's my guess about what he's saying there. If you know more, you're certainly welcome to fill us in at 855-450-FREE. Genachowski also cited controversial net neutrality rules as one way the FCC prevents anti-competitive behavior. He says that sometimes government has to act to preserve platforms for innovation. That's what the open internet net neutrality debate was all about, doing it in a smart, market-oriented way that recognizes the realities of the marketplace. The fact that we really want an open platform for innovators, and we also want robust, fast networks that require capital investment. So any thoughts on that?
I think it's important for the government to get involved in all avenues of our lives. And as you can see, with the government getting involved in the currency, regulating our currency, that's worked out really well with the 4 years in a row of $1 trillion deficit.
The suggestion here is, Michelle, that if it weren't for the FCC, we wouldn't have broadband like we do. We wouldn't have
cell phones or the internet or anything.
Right. We wouldn't have the speed of internet connection that we do here. And it's all because of the FCC. If they weren't around to provide a platform with which the innovators can go and create, so they just have to make sure that that's a fair platform.
Well, they're providing our food and education as well, so, you know.
Well, the FCC is not, but you mean the government.
Government, right.
So this, you know, this idea that the FCC needs to be there in order to ensure that the net's fair and that there's speed out there. Well, the suggestion is that there wouldn't be competition or that there wouldn't be, you know, a good competitive marketplace in the absence of the FCC. There's no evidence for it. There's nothing more than just the fear-mongering statements of these bureaucrats who have been around for so long that we don't know what the world would be like without them. The suggestion, of course, being that there would be this mess of communications out there without the FCC, that thanks to the FCC, it's all very orderly. And, you know, the FM band has been decided. It's 88 megahertz to 108 megahertz, and that no one may operate outside of it.
In the sense that they have, governments have, you know, put into place monopolies like the telephone system. I mean, it's a monopoly when it comes to the local phone service. And now there's been some opening up in that area, especially with cell phones and that kind of thing. But, when you look at cable service providers, they're generally municipalities tend to, you know, allow one cable service provider to come in. And you're talking about essentially the internet delivery systems that are out there. Cable, telephone, whoever they are, they're the end. They're the one that provide the internet to you. So these, if you have. Is certainly in the freedom, you know, when you look at the internet. Some companies have risen to the top. Facebook and Google come to mind. I don't know how tenuous their grasp is on it. You look at Yahoo and MySpace from a few years ago, and you thought there was no way they could have been shaken free, but they have. But when
Google has now surpassed Facebook.
Oh, Google's always been number one.
Yeah, basically the internet is
always
half Google, half Facebook.
Since
right?
Facebook, Google's been number one, I should say.
So when those big companies, which they have plenty of money, they are flush with cash, when they get collude with these monopolies as far as the service providers go, then, yeah, they're going to ensure their position and they're going to make it difficult to compete against them. But it was the government monopolies that were put in place initially. We don't know what internet service would look like in a world without these government monopolies in place because they were put in place decades ago.
And there's so many different layers to this cake as well. You don't not only just have the FCC.
It's a big poop cake.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Yeah,
it's a
and
mess.
Because the FCC, you couldn't say the other word.
As though it's less offensive or disgusting either
right,
way.
Or if I say something like F word, like you don't know what I'm
exactly.
meaning.
It's, the rules are ridiculous. But, you know, when you look at the different layers of regulation here, it's really difficult to deal with. Local governments are also, as you mentioned, you know, big players in that the local phone company or Verizon Wireless has been in it with the city council here in Keene for months now trying to get a tower built up on a hill so we can get 4G access out here in the woods. And, you know, there's some Luddites that are like, oh, my God, we can't cut down
tower.
Three trees. And, like, another tower. There's only one there. Basically, 855-453. So they have to deal with the local governments, too. It's crazy.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
every day. Nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features waiting for you there. Again, freetalklive.com. We have the listening options. Live streams are there, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned into those. Around the clock, you can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live for free. Plus, there's our radio options, over 110 radio stations across the country, various different times throughout the week. They will air the show on AM and FM, so you can get a list of those stations at listen.freetalklive.com. Also, learn about our satellite listing choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we are heard 7 nights per week. And the KU band free-to-air channel is also up there, too. Webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Get all the details and get tuned in at listen.freetalklive.com.
There's a great new Bitcoin website out there. It's called blockchain.info. Blockchain.info is an online Bitcoin wallet. They've got apps also for the Android and jailbroken iPhones. And they actually have, you can use regular iPhones too. You just have to kind of follow the instructions there. Thanks to fancy encryption techniques, blockchain never even has access to your money. They don't know what you're sending or receiving in and out of your wallet that they provide to you for free. You can get the blockchain wallet and send bitcoins to people via email or Facebook or anyone's cell phone number in just about any country around the world. So it makes it very easy. Somebody doesn't even have to have a computer. They can just have a cell phone. Just about, in a lot of places around the world, just about everybody's got one. So they all offer all this for free. You can get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info. Again, blockchain.info, and it's just one more way that Bitcoin's changing the world.
Aaron's on the line listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hey there. I'm beginning to think I'm being bullied by being on hold for a while.
Sometimes you got to wait to get on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to mix in what I wanted to talk about bullying as well. As long as I can remember, every time I've heard a president being sworn in by the Chief Justice, I've never heard him in the inauguration say, you must commit and bow down and do whatever a prime minister tells you to do and send your people to war on our behalf. I don't see how Netanyahu gets to try to bully, which he's going to fail at, trying to bully our president into going to war on his behalf. And to see our Congress and our Senate, our Congress have more respect for foreign dignitaries than they do their own president. I mean,
yeah, it
I
seems like
that.
In a lot of ways, Israel's been, you know, pumping the United States up for decades to go to war against Iran, and I don't see any point in it at all. I think Israel has become.
They finally ran into a president that's not just going to give them a blank check. And you hear it all the time, Romney trying to get close to the right wing by saying he's throwing Israel under the bus. No, Israel ought to be lucky to be on the bus because we paying their bills.
I'm not sure that all the presidents have bowed down to Israel. I think that Israel would like a lot more out of the United States. I don't know how Obama has been versus Romney. Certainly Romney has tried to cuddle up to Israel recently, but the Republicans really like that, so it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't mean that I think he's telling the truth either, because I don't trust politicians.
Oh, I don't trust none of me. You know, if it was left up to me, I would put them all in a big old microwave and turn it on 30.
I don't know that I want to do that. Have you ever done that to, like, the peeps and everything? You know, those
marshmallow peeps?
No, what happens when you do that?
And politicians.
Only to a cat?
And politicians. They would have to go.
So just put
pussies. What happens when you put a peep in the microwave?
Oh my gosh! It like becomes giant and explodes.
Ew.
Well, I'll bring some peeps.
You're not gonna do that in my microwave unless you're gonna clean it afterwards.
No, we'll have Mark do it.
You know, Mark clean the microwave.
Yeah, because and then I'll take a picture and send
Mark's
it to Laura because
cleaning.
She says that when he is like cleaning in the kitchen that it's hot and
you
sexy.
You clean?
What's that?
You clean?
I only do wash the dishes down.
I
then.
See. That doesn't count as cleaning. I wouldn't trust Mark to clean my microwave.
I'm going to get back to writing me a song. I'm a local musician here. I'm just sitting here writing some beautiful songs.
Excellent. Where can people go and see your work?
I do work at a place, a blues place here called the Slippery Noodle Inn.
The Slippery Noodle Inn. That sounds like a classy place.
I mostly write. I write political songs and, you know.
Do you put them online? Are they on YouTube? Can people who are not in Indianapolis see your music?
Well, we're putting all that together. Right, I'm in the middle of writing a musical right now. This is the soundtrack to a play I wrote. So,
cool, man.
We're putting that together. We're getting ready to put it all on.
What's the play called?
You'll be hearing about it pretty soon. It's Sam Cooke type music.
You got to get the stuff online though, so people can see it all over the place. Because you know, music's bigger than local these days. You know, you got to get it online so people can download it and share
it. It's coming real soon. It's coming
right.
real soon.
Thanks, Aaron, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So what's this, Netanyahu? There's some red line news, Mark, but honestly, I don't know what's going on.
Netanyahu is saying that Iran's just around the corner from developing a nuclear weapon, and we got to get to, you know, basically got to get to war here. And
we meaning the United States military,
Israel. Basically, as I understand it, as I've read from sort of tactical websites and that sort of thing, the United States is the only country that could successfully prosecute a war against Iran, and that meaning that Israel could not.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of surprised about that. Maybe this would be an offensive war against Iran, and you know, maybe the United States is. I don't know the answer to that. That's as I understand it. I think that Israel certainly could defend themselves against a conventional war against Iran. What would happen if Iran got the nuclear weapon? I don't know. There's lots of countries that we didn't want to get the nuclear weapon. Certainly Pakistan and India, I didn't want them to get it either. The United States and Israel probably colluded to put out a computer virus. I can't remember what it was called, Sistel or something like that. Anyway, a computer virus that basically destroyed the reactors in Iran. So, I mean, at this point, they've been holding off whatever development of nuclear power and that kind of thing that Iran's had. So I don't know. I don't see any point in starting a war.
So
you don't see a point in starting a war.
I don't.
You don't see the logic in it. It doesn't seem reasonable to you. Good thing you're not a politician, right?
That wouldn't be a very good one.
Everyone's talking about, you know, Iran and everything. You should see this beautiful new aircraft carrier that China has just built.
Beautiful.
Well, it's like a work of art. Now, the idea of it is awful.
Right. You consider death dealing to be something that you can have beauty in. That's strange.
Exactly. But so there is some irony there.
Yeah.
So no one's talking about China.
Oh, yes,
as far as, well, not,
what do you mean?
Not the man on the street, so to speak. You know, we're all up in arms over the Middle East and what's going down in Mexico and everything. China owns practically the whole port of Long Beach, and now they've got this new aircraft carrier that is able to transport and it says for the purpose of...
So, I mean, you're not worried about them invading or anything, right?
I just think it's interesting that there is foreign nationals on U.S. soil with the expressed privilege of being able to hire Chinese nationals exclusively.
You're talking about the port?
Yes, exactly. And so that's right there. So China could ostensibly be bringing in weapons, and no one would know because it's all Chinese nationals.
Are you a conspiracy theorist?
No, but hold on. So, and yet
now
people,
the Chinese are smuggling weapons and preparing for a takeover?
No, I'm not. But yet, on the other hand, we're so worried about Iran maybe getting a nuclear...
Mm-hmm.
Nuclear weapon.
I don't know. I'm not worried
about
that.
I'm just thinking of the man on the street, so to speak.
Are people worried? Are really people worried about Iran, or is that just what they want you to believe?
They've been told over and over again that they're part of the axis of evil. So.
Right, but how many of them can point it out on a map? I know I can't.
That's how the United States learns.
No.
Yeah, that's how the United States students learn about geography, is
where the bad guys are.
Killed people.
How many people can actually point out Iran on a map?
I raise my hand.
855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
13 aircraft carriers.
You can bring us anything you want. Coming up, Michelle is into this NBC thing. She'll tell us about that. I still think it's a cult, but she says it helps her, so we'll see. It's Free Talk Live.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade to the toughest nails. New world.
New world.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Rock Dog Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the WaterBob emergency 100-gallon freshwater system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods' tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet's Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says one in three adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and only moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts if you make the call now, 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733, join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features on the site, we give them away, and if you like the show, you can promote Free Talk Live. One of the things you can do is go to promote.freetalklive.com and get a list of different suggestions, everything from how to get a free bumper sticker to then, you know, flyers that you can print out and post places. You can also grab web banners and graphics with which you can promote Free Talk Live on your website. And, of course, there's always sharing on Facebook or Twitter. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com as we continue here, 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, Michelle Seven is with us here tonight. You are very excited about something that you've just recently come across that has come up as a topic of discussion in the past on this program. I don't think you were here for those discussions, but the NVC...
I was not a participant in those discussions because I really don't, and I still don't, know enough about it to be able to really even articulate it very well. But
it stands for Nonviolent Communication.
Yes, Marshall Rosenberg.
That's the founder, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just, like, my suggestion previously had been that it is cult-like in some ways. But ultimately, people
not
feel
cult-like,
like,
in the way that people think you're our cult leader. Cult-like,
no,
in a different way.
Different. but the NVC thing, you know, people say it benefits them, and I think that's great. You know, if something is good for you, then that's great. If you feel like it makes you a better communicator, who am I to say that it's not working for you? So, what is the tenet? How do you understand NVC? What for the, you know, I know you said you don't really have a total grasp, but, you know, you've been through some level of training at this point, right? So give the audience the pitch.
Oh, gosh. Someone should call in and, like, explain.
I don't want
this
the call
better.
To call in. I want you to tell me why it's valuable.
So I did hear a few people, Hannah Hoffman, who's been on the show before.
Yep.
Derek
Jay. She sings the jingle for Mark Warden.
Yes. Yeah. Our Derek Jay and Jason Talley and George Mandrick. And so some of these people had been talking about NVC for some time. And I just kind of, you know, would hear it kind of in the background and things, and I was aware that you were anti-NVC because you're pro-violence.
That doesn't sound like NVC.
I know. I am being funny. But anyway, so I ended up...
I'm pro-positive communication. I just am wary about cult aspects of what I believe are cultish aspects.
I think expressing to people your feelings as opposed to just your judgments is not cultish.
No, I think that's fine. Like I said, if there's some sort of tactic that makes communication better between humans, I support it.
Yeah,
there's just certain things that surround it, like the cult of personality about this Marshall Rosenberg character, the website that sells books and discs and things
nothing
like that.
Nothing wrong with selling your books.
No, there's
discs.
Nothing wrong with that, but it has a certain feel to it that feels like multi-level marketing almost
what
to me.
What is the feeling of selling books as multi-level marketing?
That's one of the things they do in multi-level marketing is, you know, you buy a bunch of books and tapes and things
like
that.
That's because the books and tapes on how to sell their stuff. This is
yeah, it's
the books
not,
and
it's
tapes
not
are
like
their
wanting
stuff.
People to right, use Amazon.
Borders is a multi-level marketing
then
place.
I was
what?
Told, I'm just telling you, it's a feeling I get having been involved in that stuff in the past. And
are you projecting?
Am I projecting about what?
Your past experience. Onto
no, I wouldn't say that's projecting. I would say that's taking past experience and using it to analyze what's currently going on. Mm-hmm. And but you know, then they pointed out that apparently a lot of this NVC material is available for free for people that that want it, and that's good. You know, so
Wes Bertrand, who I will certainly pay to help me with my youngest child, Faisal, who, you know, everyone that knows me and mm-hmm. and knows this community or whatever, he took the whole liberty thing that he's grown up with, and he came to New Hampshire and has practiced being a libertine for some time, and it's been a problem for me because, you know, I'm his mom, and so...
I thought you were saying Wes was a libertine.
No, my son
okay.
Faisal.
Gotcha.
So it was really testing a lot of my beliefs of, you know, that I'm against, you know, aggression and things like that. My son had me wanting to club him over the head and bury him in the backyard.
Yikes.
I mean, it was just, I was at my wit's end. I didn't know what to do, you know. And so I spoke to Brett, who's going to be on School Sucks Podcast following Free Talk Live.
Not on your local radio station, though. That's on LRN.
Oh, is it only
so,
LRN?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't really say somebody's going to hear that
oh,
next.
Oh, I misspoke. I'm sorry, people. So in any case, our Brett, who's been a...
But folks who want to hear that can go to schoolsucksproject.com anytime.
Yeah.
It's there.
And so I spoke to him because he's a good friend, and he directed me to Wes, and who took, you know, a lot of time kind of walking me through some ways to communicate with Faisal. And it was amazing. I've been trying for 2 years every day, and within 10 minutes.
Give me an example.
Wasn't that an example?
Okay. An example would be...
like he was being bratty somehow.
Faisal, I had told him, no, you can't take dishes upstairs to your room because mm-hmm. he would take them up there and there would
leave
be 10
them.
Or 12 dishes yeah. covered with food. And you've been to my home. I have a really nice home.
Yes, you do, yeah.
So it was
I've never been in his room, though, so I don't know what that's like.
Right. But it's just, it's completely against how he was raised and everything. And mm-hmm. so it was like an act of defiance.
Sure, of course. I'm a teenager.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
I do.
But he's my third child. It's like I'd been successful with the other two. I couldn't understand
right,
what
couldn't
was going
right.
on. Right. So I'd say, you have to do this, and it would become like a negotiating thing, you know, whereas I pay for your food, I pay for mm-hmm. the roof over your head, you have to do what I tell you. I mean, just...
And it wasn't working.
That wasn't okay. working. And I sat him down, and I said, Faisal, I have a need for aesthetics. I have a need to be respected. And this sounds so silly, but it was just so simple. And I said, and it's not...
Jargon's another aspect of cults.
I would say this is his best point, is that people, the new acolytes, people learning nonviolent communication, and I've listened,
lots of mistakes, fall down a lot.
Well, they sound jargony, and certainly jargon tends to tip people off as to you know, what's cult-like and what's not. But mind you, libertarians use the term aggression and the state as jargon also. So that is in and of itself not an indictment for cult-like
behavior. I agree. You know, when we talked about this in detail, I have a weak case that this is cult-like.
But using reason and saying, I do this, you do that. Because I do this for you, you have to do this for me if you want to live over, you know, under my roof, etc.
You're saying that wasn't working.
That wasn't working. Okay. And he would just look at me and say, yeah, no. And so instead, by talking to him about how it made me feel and how my needs really weren't being met, I wasn't making any demands of him. I just simply told him how I felt, and I said, and I asked him what it was that he had, you know, need for. And he looked at me like I had two heads. And at first I thought, oh gosh, I'm just doing this wrong or whatever. And he has not left any dishes upstairs since then. And that's just one little example. I know that sounds silly, but
no, that's great.
I mean, I know. And so yes. So for us, it is definitely helping us
to
communicate.
I think it's
great
for people to sit down to communicate with one another, to talk about what their feelings are and what it is that they want.
You don't have any feelings
from somebody else. That's not true. That's not true.
You said you don't have feelings for me.
That is not true. I don't like the "I have needs for this and that." It sounds whiny to me. I don't really dig that terminology.
I think it pays homage.
You don't want to be vulnerable? Are you afraid to be vulnerable?
I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying that it sounds whiny. That's all.
What it says is that it acknowledges that humans are gregarious creatures, that we live in groups, and that we have units that have relationships, and that in those units you do have a need to be treated a certain way. And
I think it's a want, but let's go to Bill. He's in Philly on the road listening to XM. Hey, Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thanks for taking my call. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening. I'm sorry we're short on time. Go ahead.
Okay, Bitcoin. Having a little difficulty purchasing my first set of Bitcoin. Put $20 in as an amount on Bitinstant, I believe. And I noticed it charged me a little premium there, so it was less than $20. And then I wanted to pay it. CVS redirected me to another thing where I got a printout, you know, whatever, and had to take it. CVS, they directed me to a red phone. Well, it wasn't working too well, so I got a person on the other line, on the other end of the line, and they wanted all my name and address, information and everything, and I really I haven't completed the sale yet. What am I doing wrong? Help me, please.
Did you go through?
Email me at mark@freetalklive.com. Your information.
mark@freetalklive.com.
You do have to give those folks on the red phone information, but it doesn't have to be real information. They're not checking anything. So once you get through with that phone call, then the money will be transferred. I've done the red phone thing at the CBS. So don't let the info thing scare you. Let us know how it goes.
We're
going to
have
an
NBC
Bill.
Cult meeting now, right?
More coming up tomorrow. See you then. FreeTalkLive.com.
All right.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press. The internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a seven-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting on a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.